朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
电视捆绑丢到河里去就好了嘛。
You're bound by the TV, pick it up and cast it into the river.
我在中国的乡下听到他们教会大复兴的时候，河里面都是电视，大家都丢到电河里面去。
When I was in China sharing with those who were in the countryside, when the church was reviving, TV was in the river all over the place.
为什么人家能丢你不能丢呢？
How come other people could cast your TV in the river and you cannot?
你就知道我不能体谅你。
So now you understand, I can't sympathize with you, right?
Huh?Pollution.
So Sir Nancy said it's actually because of pollution. And then everybody would have an excuse and say, well, I can't throw the TV in the river because I would be polluting the environment.
And
even though you can't throw in the river, but we know you have a hard time throwing away, right?
但是圣经上却告诉我们他凡事受过试探。
But the scripture says that in everything he has been tempted.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
对，就着我们的苦跟软弱，他完全了解。
So according to the things we suffer, our weaknesses, he understands them all.
而且他决定知道如何帮助我们。
And he absolutely knows how to help us.
所以因为在第二章我们已经也读过了，他不救拔天使，只救拔亚伯拉罕的后代。
So chapter 2, it clearly says that he did not save the race of angels, but he delivered the race of man.
他为了要救我们，他就说凡事他都与他的弟兄相同。
So for the sake of delivering us and saving us in all things, he was made like his brethren.
他自己既然因试探而受苦，就能搭救一切受试探的人。
And he suffered by the things he was tried and tested. He is able now to deliver those who are being tried.
所以 他的确是圣洁伟大。
Yes, he is holy and he is great.
但是他在地上的时候，为着我们受过所有的试探。
But while he was in the world, for our sake, he was tempted in every way.
今天我们没有一个人能够了解他受的试探是多大。
There's no one of us that can comprehend, understand the magnitude, the significance of his temptation.
因为仇敌说老实话不太怕我们，仇敌怕他。
Because Satan is not afraid of us, but Satan is terrified of him.
只要基督失败，犯一个错，或是一个地方不顺服，所有的救赎全部不能成就。
If Christ fails, but on one point.He has undo his way of salvation.
仇敌是几乎倾全力的要来破坏基督的。
Satan with all of his might came against Christ.
他凡事受过试探。
So in everything he threw at Christ and he was tempted.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
他能够体谅我们所有的软弱。
So he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做慈悲忠心的大祭司。
This is the merciful and faithful high priest.
所以他告诉我们，只管坦然无惧的来到他的面前。
So he calls us with all boldness, come.Before the throne of God.
He understands. 他了解，他真是了解。
Because he understands, he truly understands.
所以千万不要上仇敌的当哈，不敢到主面前来。
Do not be deceived by the enemy and be terrified coming to the Lord.
越软弱，越失败，越需要到他的面前来。
Weaker you are, the harder you fall, the more you need to come to him.
因为他太了解我们了。
Because he knows us so well.
万物在造我们的主面前和跟我们有关系的主面前都是赤裸敞开的。
All things are naked and bare naked.Naked before the Creator God.
你隐藏也不需要的，他全部都知道。
You don't need to hide because He sees it all.
那既然他都知道了，为什么不坦然无惧的去见他
？So if He sees it all, then why not come to Him with all boldness?
不管他的血可以洗净我们，他无穷生命的大能要来帮助我。
Not only does His blood cleanse us of our sins, but His all might would come and deliver us.
他不光赦免我们的罪，他要把我们从罪中救出来。
He not only forgave us of our sins, He will deliver us out of the power of sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是慈悲忠心的大祭司啊。
This is the merciful and faithful high priest.
他是坐在施恩的宝座上面。
He is now seated on the mercy seat.
施恩的宝座一方面说到充满了恩典，充满了怜悯。
And the mercy seat talks about the place that is full of grace and mercy.
而宝座说的充满了能力和权柄。
And his throne establishes the fact that he is all powerful and all might.
啊，所以一方面我们说到他是慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Yes, he is faithful and merciful.
一方面我们说到他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司。
But he is the one who's ascended into the heavens and who's been glorified.
弟兄姊妹，为什么基督的升天对我们很重要
？Why is the ascension of Christ so important to us?
啊，基督在地上的每一个关键的时刻啊 ，Campbell Morgan 写了一本书叫做《The Crisis》。 of Jesus Christ. 就是耶稣基督生平中间主要的关键点。
And Campbell Morgan wrote a particular book titled The Crisis of Jesus Christ.
讲到他的诞生，他地上的生活，讲到他的十字架，讲到他的复活，讲到他的升天，讲到他将来再来。
And talks about his birth, his time in the world, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension, and his coming back again.
每一关都很重要，我劝弟兄姊妹读这本书。
Every single one of these crisis, critical point is so important. I admonish everyone to read the book.
当他讲到基督升天的时候
When he talks about the ascension of Christ,
他说到一件事情
He spoke of one thing.
他之所以升天
He is ascended on high.
因为在地上所有的救恩已经做得这么完全他不需要留了
Because salvation is complete. There's nothing left for him to do.
做得这么完全没有一件事情他需要留在地上
He ascends on high because it's so complete. There's nothing left to do in the world.
他可以回去了
He can now go back.
弟兄姊妹不光是这样其实
Brothers and sisters, not only so.
基督的升天
His ascension.
他圣经上告诉我们，他升上高天，掳掠众仇敌。
And the scripture tells us he ascended on high and took captivity captive.
你知道仇敌有大鬼、中鬼、小鬼吗
？You know, in the demonic realm, there are those who have greater power and lesser power.
陆海空三军都有。
And there are the air force, the army, and the navy in the Satan department.
仇敌在路上的是小鬼。
And there are those who walk on the earth. There are lesser demons.
所有的鬼里面最小的鬼就是在地上的，所以你看，一定把我们吓得要死了。
So those who are the least, they walk on the earth, and they would terrify us already.
中鬼在海里面。
And those who are the middle class, they roam in the water.
白色大宝座的时候，死亡和阴间要交出其中的死人，海也要交出其中的死人。
And so before the great white throne judgment, the death and Hades needs to bring loose those who are held captive, and also those who are in the sea.
大鬼在空中。
And those who are greater might is in the air.
所以保罗在以弗所书第六章说，我们是以空中执政掌权的恶魔征战。
So Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says we war against the powers and the principality of those who are in the air.
但是基督升上高天的时候
，But when Christ ascended on high,
他掳掠众仇敌。
He took all these enemies and all the things that holds captive.
讲到仇敌在他面前是彻底彻底的失败啊。
And the enemy before him has utterly failed.
不光他从死里面复活。借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
Not only did he rose from the dead, that through death he abolished the evil one.
他升上高天的时候，他为我们掳掠了众仇敌啊。
He ascended on high and took all the enemy and took them captive.
他已经回到父宝座的右边，等候他的仇敌做他的脚凳。
He is now seated at the right hand of the Father on high and waiting for his enemy to be made his footstool.
你看，把脚踩在仇敌的身上，这叫做完全得胜啊。
He may put his foot on top of his enemy to declare he is all victorious.
所以他的升天说到他的得胜
So his ascension speaks of his complete victory
而且他的升天说到他完全被父神所悦纳 他成功了
His ascension also speaks of the fact that he's completely accepted by the Father He has perfected what the Father wanted him to do
因为他如果有罪的话他没有办法从阴间出来
Because if any ounce of sin is found in him He cannot come out of Hades
如果就算他完全没有罪，他有任何地方失败的话，他也没有办法被父神接回去的。
Even if he's without sin, but he failed at the will of God, he cannot be received by the Father.
他被接回到天上。
He is taken back into heaven.
他带着人性回到父神宝座的面前。
And with the nature of man, he comes.Returns back to his
所以我们在这里讲，那他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司啊。
And he is the glorified high priest who is ascended on high and above the heavens.
这个祭司是历史上没有过的。
And this high priest has never existed in the history of man.
所有的天使都敬拜他。
All the angels now prostrate and worship him.
天欢迎他。
The heaven rejoices and welcomes him home.
他登上神宝座，与神同坐宝座。
He now ascends and onto the throne and sits with God in heaven above.
所以希伯来的作者告诉我们，我们有这样子一位身上高天尊荣的大祭司，我们只管坦然无惧地来到他面前。
So the author of Hebrews says, "Now with all boldness enter in the throne room of God, because such a high priest sits there for us."
好，弟兄姊妹啊，这个实在是连不起来。
A brother and sister,
这么尊荣的大祭司怎能不害怕呢
？It is so hard to make the connection in our mind because such a glorious high priest. How can I not tremble?
所以一面讲到他是尊荣的大祭司，升天的。
The one hand, he is that glorified high priest ascended on high.
一面又讲他是慈悲忠心，完全能体谅我们的。
But he is also the one that is merciful and faithful who sympathizes with us.
能力、权柄、荣耀。 跟温柔、慈爱、怜悯结合在一起。
All power, all glory, and with grace and mercy, they are mingled together.
这是我们的大祭司。
This is our high priest.
这是我们的大祭司。
This is our high priest.
我跟你讲，如果神睁开我们眼睛，你的旧约所有的百姓都要羡慕我们的。
But if God really opened our eyes, all those who are in the Old Testament will admire us.
历史上什么时候出过这样子的大祭司？
Where did such a person ever emerge in the history of man?
这是我们的福分啊。
It is our privilege.
好，在这里接下来讲到第七章告诉我们。
And then it says in chapter 7.
他说耶稣做大祭司并不是启示立的而二十节
and Jesus Christ became the high priest because of it did not he became a priest because of an oath because of an oath
那些祭司原不是启示立的只有耶稣是启示立的因为那立他的对他说主起的事绝不后悔你是永远为祭司
Verse 21 All those of old the priests are without an oath but he with an oath by him who said the Lord has sworn and not by, will not relent you are a priest forever
所以当在这里要强调他是启示立的为什么
And here the author also emphasized the point that he is a priest because of an oath
所有旧约的祭司没有一个祭司是启示立的
All the Old Testament high priests not one became a priest because of an oath
只有耶稣基督是启示立的
Only Jesus Christ took that position because of an oath
前天我们读到第六章的时候讲到为着神为了坚固亚伯拉罕的信心
The other day when we were reading chapter 6 because God wanted to strengthen the faith of Abraham
他说借着两件永远不更改的事情
And through two things that will never change
让我们知道神绝不会说谎
That God for one he will never lie
让我们可以持定信心
That we can hold fast to our faith
哪两件事啊
What are those two things
一个是应许
One is a promise
一个是为了坚固我们神启示
And the other one is his revelation to strengthen us
神不需要启示的
God need not to reveal anything
他说什么就是什么
Whatever he says is
没有人比他更大可以指着启示的
There's no one greater than him that he can have an oath
他为了要坚固亚伯拉罕的信心他就指着自己启示
So because he wanted to strengthen Abraham he swore by himself
所以神为了坚固我们的信心
Because God wanted to strengthen our faith
他在这里启示说耶稣基督是永远为祭司
He swore by an oath that Jesus Christ is the order of priesthood forever.
我们永远有这个保障呢。
We forever have this advocate on our behalf.
在旧约里面，这个祭司是会死掉的哈。
And in the Old Testament, every high priest comes to the place where they will die.
而且祭司的任期最多二十年。
And they can only have this position of ministry for but about 20 years.
三十岁到五十岁。
30 to 50 years.
而且有时候需要轮班的。
A lot of times they have to take turns.
你们有没有去看过医生？
Have you been to the hospital to see a doctor?
这个在中国看医生比在美国更难哈，因为病人太多了。
China is harder than to see physicians here in the States because there's so many of those who are ill.
如果哪一天你病了需要被人家宰啊，对不起，要被人家开刀。
If one particular day you are ill and somebody needs to butcher you and open you up.
你会找哪一个？你会找那种刚毕业的呢，还是找那种已经二三十年经验的呢
？Which butcher would you look for? Those who just graduated or those who are very seasoned with a knife?
你会找谁
？Who would you look for?
你当然找有经验的。
Of course, you look for the one that's
找那种口评，大家都说他最好的。
And everyone who says he's the best, he's the best.
第一把刀。
And he has the best knife in his hand.
要被宰也挑个最好的刀来宰。
I'm going to be butchered. I'm going to be butchered by him.
然后那个医生说：“对不起，我现在不接受新的病人。”
And then the doctor says, "I'm sorry, I can't take any more."
因为我的病人太多了。
Because I have way too many patients.
你着不着急？
Are you going to worry?
我在上海我们就碰到有弟兄们，他们就是为了要。凭信心信靠神他们不拉关系不走后门不拜托人他们就是什么医生看他们就是交给神
So a lot of brothers in China by faith when they're ill they need to go see a doctor they're not going to use any kind of trickery of man or to lean on people but they lean on God and say God whoever you assign as doctor for me I will take
但是并不是人都是这样子
But not every person is like this
总会打听这个医生什么时候看病能不能看我
We're all going to go around and ask who's the best doctor is he open is he taking new patients can he see me
假如全世界不全中国第一把或者全世界第一把的医生告诉你说你放心啊轻松你放心这一辈子只要你病我一定当你的医生
The best finished physician in the world comes and talks to Steve and Steve whenever you are sick I'll be there for you.
他一点都不快乐，因为他不敢交给我，因为我不是医生。
He's not smiling because he can't trust me. I'm not the real doctor.
但是如果那个医生这样子告诉你的话，你会多放心呢？
But if that particular doctor really swears to you, how trust, how calm and how Your only worry would be that he, you outlive him. Because he, his position of service cannot endure very long.
So, the Old Testament, ever so often,
the new priest has to come in because of death.
只有这个祭司是永远长存。
But this high priest we speak of today, he endures forever.
圣经上强调他是启示录的，特别强调他是永远的祭司。
And the scripture says that he's a priest by an oath, and he's a priest forever.
所以我们再来看七章二十四节到二十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 24 through 25.
其实我们多读一节也没关系，23节。那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为有使主格不能长久，看到没有？
You see that, right?
底下就说到，这位祭司永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换，凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。所以第一个讲到他是永远长存。
So number one, he continues forever.
而且长久不更换。
And he has this is an unchangeable priesthood.
你不觉得这实在是一个大的恩典吗？
Don't you think this is an immense grace?
太宝贝了哈。
And it is so precious.
而且他不是只是长久，他有这个任期，永远有这个任期。
It is not just that he has this position forever and continues forever.
圣经上讲到他永远的时候。
But when the scripture talks of this eternal element of Christ,
讲到他那么忠心，那么用心，那么满了爱的来尽他祭司的职分。
He is also faithful with all of his heart and full of love to minister this ministry.
他说他长远活着替我们祈求。
And he lives forever to intercede for us.
阿爸们，真是要感谢神了哈。
Praise God.
所以忘了是莫安德利还是谁说，我们祷告是里面的基督祷告天上的基督。
And Andrew Murray once said that when we pray, it is the Christ inside that prays to the Christ above.
这位天上高天，身上高天尊荣的大祭司，长远活着替我们祷告。
This high priest who's ascended on high forever lives and forever intercedes for us.
所以腓立比书第四章告诉我们，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你们所要的告诉主，告诉神。
Tells us do not worry, but on all cast all our cares on him and all of our supplications, make our requests known to God.
难道他不知道吗？他都知道的。
Does Jesus not know? Of course he knows.
但是他喜欢我们借着祷告来遇见这位听替我们祷告的主。
He wants us to come and meet the Savior through prayer.
他长远活着为我们祈求。
He forever lives for us to intercede for us.
而且凡靠着他进到神面前的，他都能拯救到底。
And all those who's drawn nearest to God through him, he can save to the uttermost.
注意到这里的关键了哈。
Pay attention to the criticality here.
关键是什么？
And the point is,
靠着他进到神面前的人。
And by him who comes before the presence of God.
所以不来白不来。
So if you don't come, you're wasting an opportunity.
真的不来白不来。
And so if you don't come, you're wasting it.
你只要知道你在天上有这么伟大一个大祭司。
And you know that there's such a great high priest in heaven above.
他尊荣，他祷告带着权柄。
He's glorious, his prayer is with all might.
万有都交给他了。
All things has been handed into his hands.
神把那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的，因他的名都要屈膝，都要称他为主的名赐给了他。
The name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, that every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess, has been given to him.
他长远活着替我们祷告，
and forever lives to intercede for us.
叫我们这些靠着他到神面前的来的人，他都能够拯救到底。
That we who come to him, come to God through him, may be saved to the uttermost.
所以我们看见在历史上有很多属灵的伟人，背后都有人为他们祷告，尤其是他们的母亲呢。
We see a lot of spiritual giants throughout history that are praying for them, that are people praying for them, particularly their moms.
你看圣奥古斯丁，圣 Augustine， 他原来是那么荒唐堕落的人，背后有人祷告。
Saint Augustine was very wanton, very worldly, but there is someone praying for him behind him.
John Newton.
John Newton.
因为连 Hudson Taylor, 连戴德森年轻的时候都是他母亲一直祷告祷告祷告到最后他得救了。
And Hudson Taylor, his mom prayed and prayed and prayed until he was saved.
弟兄姊妹，那我们其实有一位这样子尊荣的大祭司，长远活着为我们祷告。
We have a high priest who ever lives and prays for us without ceasing.
弟兄姊妹，这是恩典啊。
This is grace.
对，我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
And with all boldness come to the throne of grace.
得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
To receive grace and mercy for our time of needs.
他喜欢我们这样子在祷告中来经历他。
And he delights that in our prayers that we would experience him.
我在祷告会做了一个小见证，后来于师母说：“你为什么不跟弟兄姊妹做见证？”
And during the prayer meeting, I gave a testimony with brother and sister that attended, and Sister Nancy encouraged me to share with all everybody in the congregation.
这次我们在中国这个最后的一段的聚会是一些同工们聚在一起，哈，人数没有那么多，几十位。
And this time in China, the very last leg, we didn't have a lot of people. There were just few key co-workers that met together.
我们为了整个未来的这个服事的方向祷告寻求。
And we've been praying for the direction that God has for His church and the future.
结果到一半的时候我就突然开始腹泻半夜四点钟起来
and in the middle of this, this final meeting I began to have stomach problems, diarrhea I began to wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning
而且是很严重的在我人生中很少这么厉害
and it was very severe I seldom have cases like this in my life
从那个时候开始我就不管吃什么东西都泻肚子
so it doesn't matter what I put in my mouth I will have to run to the toilet
连吃饼干苏打饼干也一样泻肚子
Even crackers, I would still have the runs
到最后连我喝水都泻肚子
And it got to the point even when I drink water I was having the runs
所以在30个小时里面我泻了25次
And a span of 30 hours I went to the bathroom 25 times
有好几次是半夜坐在那边坐超过一个小时因为一直泻一直泻
A lot of time I was just sitting on the toilet for over an hour because the runs would just keep going and keep going
我在主面前祷告我说主啊这些聚会都不能去参加因为我最后三个聚会都被打岔了
And I said Lord I can't go to the meetings like this the last three important meetings I wasn't able to attend fully because of it
因为去又跑回来
So I go and I have to leave I go and I have to leave
就到了最后一天最后一堂聚会
and the last meeting on the very last day
他们一大早就出去晨更了在户外
and in the morning they went outside to have morning devotion
旁边没有厕所的
and there were no bathrooms around
最近的厕所大概至少要五六百公尺大概五百公尺还要爬山坡那是我跑不回来的
and the nearest place to relieve myself is about 500-600 yards away and it's up the hill
所以我是好不去了
I can make itSo I couldn't join everyone.
我就在房间里面，这个他们聚了一个钟头以后，我就很想去，我就祷告主，我说主，你一定要让我去，这是最后一堂。
So they've been meeting for about an hour, and in my heart, I just so want to be with them. I say, Lord, this is the last get together. Lord, I need to go. I want to go.
然后聚完了以后，我们要坐这个bus， 要五个小时回到附近一个大城市，然后第二天坐飞机回美国。
And afterwards, we're going to take a 5-hour bus ride to the nearest city, and then the following day, we're going to take the plane ride back to the states.
我怎么上巴士？巴士上又没有厕所。
And I say, Lord, how do I go on the bus? There is no place to relieve myself on the bus.
然后我怎么上飞机？飞机门口常常排着一大堆人要上厕所。
Well, how do I go on the plane? There's always a long line going to the lavatory.
就是你知道真的很难
So you can begin to imagine what I'm going through
所以我就跟主说主我一定要去你医治我
So I say Lord I gotta go to this last meeting Please heal me
然后我就凭信心穿衣服
By faith I clothe myself
才穿好衣服又冲到厕所
And as soon as I put my clothes on I rush to the bathroom again
他歇一场
And again it was a big run
就跟我前面一模一样
It was no different than before
但是我里面就不甘心我就跟主祷告
But I did not want to just let this go and I said to the Lord, I did not relent.
所以里面有平安，我就凭信心出去了。
And so, there was peace in my heart. I took a step of faith and walked out the room.
所以我跟他们坐在一起。
And I sat down next to my companions.
他们正在祷告，没看到我来。
They were praying. They didn't see that I joined them.
他们一张眼看到我来。
They opened their eyes and they saw me.
很稀奇的哈
And they all marveled.
然后聚会二十多分钟，快到半小时，大概早上十点钟左右。
And about 20 minutes, it's about 10 a.m. in the morning.
就突然在我里面说病好了。
The Lord inside of me says, you are healed.
哇好高兴。
And I was so excited.
所以我后来就跟于师母说我说我好了。
And then I turned to Sister Nancy, I said, I'm healed.
她简直不敢相信。
She looked at me, she marveled, really?
然后从那个时候开始，我至少大概20个小时没有上厕所。
And from that point on, I didn't have to go to the bathroom for about 20 hours.
而且、不太好，我跟他说我不愿意讲台上坐，就是因为有些人想象力太丰富了。
I told Sister Nancy I didn't want to share this testimony because you guys are all very imaginative.
我二十个小时以后正常如厕，你们不要想了，就到此为止。
After 20 hours, everything came back. And don't imagine anything, I'm just going to end it
there. 它是一个非常明显的医治，因为30个小时内就是不停。
And we thank the Lord for 30 hours, the runs was non-stop.
我也没有吃任何的药，那个时候就是这样子好了。
And there was no medication that I took, and I was...All of a sudden, I was made well.
因为我之前吃所有的药都没有用，美国带去的，中国带去的，还放熏草在我肚子上烧个老半天，我一样发烧，一样没好。
And for those 30 hours, I took all kind of medicine, Western medicine, Eastern medicine. I even have this grass burning with incense on top of my stomach. Nothing worked.
弟兄姊妹，他是长远活着的。
But he is the one who forever lives.
如果他祷告单言，是他有原因的。
If he delays in his intercession, there's a good reason.
他单言到我就觉得不可能医治了，三四个小时里面泻了25次，但是他说停就停。
And he waited till the point that I felt is almost impossible. But when he says stop, and it stopped.
那我们可以经历他。
And we can experience him.
弟兄姊妹，他太伟大。
Brother sister, he is so great.
最后一个点我必须要讲，他耽误你们五分钟。
The last point I have to talk about it. Give me 5 more minutes.
所以你说到他圣洁。
Talks about he is holy.
他无邪恶，26节。
Verse 26, he has no harm.
他或是 harmless， 然后他无玷污，远离罪人，高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合宜的。
And he's harmless, undefiled, separated from sinner, and has become higher than the heavens.
他不像那些大祭司，每天必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。换句话说，这是讲到他只职任的完全。
And talks about the completeness of his ministry.
前面不光讲到他的职任的超越。
It doesn't only talk about the surpassing ministry of Jesus Christ as high priest.
不光讲到他的职任是永远的。
But his ministry is forever enduring.
这里讲到他的职任是这么完全。
And here it talks about his ministry is so complete.
他是 once for all, 一次就够了。
And his ministry is once and for all is completely done.
因为他的血完全。
His blood is so complete.
他的救恩完全。
His salvation is so complete.
每一件事他做的都是完全。
Everything that he does is complete.
用了完全的意思就是达到了他该有的境界。
And this completeness speaks of the fact that it has reached the realm where it needs to reach.
所以当他说成了的时候，
when he says it is finished,
殿里的幔子就裂开来了。
The veil in the temple has been torn in half.
所以我们昨天讲到做先锋的耶稣已经进到了幔内了。
Our forerunner Jesus Christ has entered into the veil for us.
The forerunner.
He is the forerunner.
旧约的大祭司一年这样子只有一天可以进去。
The Old Testament new high priest can only enter once a year.
进去以后就要赶快出来。
He enters in quickly and he comes out.
然后从来不可能带人进去的。
And he can never take anyone with him.
他为什么要讲先锋 forerunner？ 表示有 follower。
And why does he use the term forerunner？ Because there are those to follow.
不光他进去啊。
Not only did he enter in.
他把我们都带进去了。
He took all of us in.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这样子的大祭司是对我们需要的，是我们合宜的。
So such a high priest is, meets our time of need is exactly what we need.
不光只有他能够体谅我们。
Not only does he sympathize with us.
只有他能救我们。
Only he can save us.
而且他的救是 once for all, 完全的。
Only his salvation is once and for all.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我没有任何意思说我们可以随便犯罪。
I am not in any way telling you that we can casually sin.
但是耶稣基督的救赎太完全了。
But the salvation of Jesus Christ is so complete.
一次就解决了我们所有的罪了。
Once He has undone all of our sins.
我们的确犯罪要到主的面前认罪。
Yes, when we sin, we need to come before the Lord and repent of our sins.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌，你将来去见神的时候，神不再追究我们的罪。
But like this hand that we sin, we sing, we don't need to go. The Lord will no longer count our sins when we go see Him.
耶稣基督这么完全，没有罪，圣洁，无玷污的。
And the complete Jesus Christ, who is without sin.
一次把自己献上就把这件事成全了。
And who is without any imperfection offered up himself once and for all.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。